Welcome back to Calling Hours. We are so excited you are here. And today we have a very special guest for you. We are joined by Zach Chatterton, who is the CEO of Gather. Gather is a really cool technology company that operates in the funeral space. We just announced an integration with them between Homesteaders and Gather's case management platform. So exciting. We have a lot of funeral home customers that are mutual customers that are excited to use it. And I absolutely am delighted to have him join us today. He's got a lot of really interesting things to say about technology in the funeral space, how to build good teams, how to build good culture, how to just exist in this space on shifting sands, as technology often is these days with the funeral profession. So Zach, thank you for being here. We're excited to welcome you.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's awesome to be here. And you mentioned the integration. We're so thrilled as well to have launched that just a couple of days ago. And the response so far has been really positive, and we're getting all kinds of emails and excitement around it. So thank you so much for working with us on that. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I almost feel guilty pulling you into this podcast because I know you have so many other things to be doing right now, which is a good problem to have. But
definitely.
Let's just jump in. Tell me a little bit about your history, your background. What attracted you to the funeral space?
Yeah, great question. So it actually kind of started in a way before I was born. My dad, unfortunately, put on his cowboy hat, kissed my mom goodbye, and went fishing for the day with his best friend. And I wasn't born yet, but that day my dad didn't come home, and his boat had flipped over in the Snake River here in Idaho, and friend tried to save him, but just couldn't. And my poor, sweet mom, who's just amazing and is my hero, had to pick up the pieces from that experience. And I obviously wasn't there to help her through that, but that formed the genesis and the inspiration behind Gather. First of all, I wanted a way to remember my dad because I never got to know him. I never got to hear his voice, but wanted a way to kind of collect stories from his life. But really, the magic of Gather was when I was talking to my mom and asking her about that experience, you know, 30 years after the fact. I asked her, you know, Mom, what was it like to lose my dad? And as you can imagine, and as funeral directors deal with every day, she was just instantly in that moment, and the tears came back, and she just was crying and said it was the hardest thing she'd ever had to go through. And I asked her a few of the things that were the hardest that she had to deal with. But then I asked her, Mom, what was it like working with the funeral home? And thinking she would say something along the same lines of it was hard or whatever. But she said the exact opposite. Her eyes lit up and she said, it was amazing. They were so kind. And even, you know, decades later, she still remembered the kindness of that funeral director who helped gather her family around her, helped, you know, gather the paperwork and gather all the things that she needed to do. And so seeing that just really kind of inspired the mission of Gather and led me to want to do this business. And, you know, I couldn't be there for my mom, but somebody else was. And that's why funeral directors are so amazing. And our slogan is we love funeral directors. We have funeral directors on staff. And it's just, you all give up a portion of your happiness to walk with people through their sadness and get them back on the right path. And it's so admirable because, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. It's difficult and there's challenges and there's emotional component to it. But our partners and funeral directors all across the world are really just heroes giving up their happiness to help others. And it's just so admirable. So that's the genesis of how I got into funeral service, is wanting to help my mom, but then also wanting to give back to the people that helped my mom when I couldn't.
I love how open you are with your personal grief journey. And that's such a complicated grief because you grow up just with a loss, you know, and you don't know who or what you're grieving exactly because you never experienced it. And you almost have to grieve it twice because you grieve it as a child. But then as an adult, when you start to become more aware, now you're grieving it again in the stories and the conversations you have with your mom, and you're starting to bear part of her grief too. That's just hard. That's really heavy. And I know that there are many in the funeral profession who walk every day with grief and their own personal histories, their personal losses, and they still have to function in this space. They still have to be there for other people and other people who are grieving. And that can be really difficult to find really good strategies around maintaining your own mental health and making sure that you're okay on your own and in your own grief journey while you also have to be present for other people. Obviously, you're not a grief expert. You don't purport to be a grief expert. I would love to hear some strategies that you found for your own resilience that you could share with maybe some others in the space that struggle with that.
Yeah, I love that question. And as you mentioned, my journey with grief was a little bit different. Usually grief is more acute, where mine was more a dull pain, where if there's anything, I guess, positive about losing my dad before I was born is that I didn't have to say goodbye to him. And I didn't know any different. You know, if you don't take a fish out of the water, it doesn't know that it's in the water. And so my journey was kind of prolonged and still kind of surfaces from time to time. I remember being a kid and holding a picture of my dad and crying. And that's kind of manifested itself in different ways over time. And becoming a father, I start to realize some of the things that I missed not having a dad. But I think for me, the thing that's helped the most being surrounded by death is perspective. I think that's something that we all should really be grateful for, is we get to confront our mortality every day, and that's hard, and there's downsides to that, but there's also a silver lining to that. There's an incredible blessing of being able to say, you know what, I'm not going to be here forever. What really matters the most to me? And on our company Slack channel, we get little updates when cases are updated or whatnot. And one that popped up today, this morning, was of a six-year-old that passed away, and just tragic and heartbreaking, right? I have a five-year-old and a seven-year-old. And it just made me think, I'm so grateful for my kids. And it made me think, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a father, as a husband? Am I living the life that I want to live? And while that grief is hard, I think if we focus on the good side of focusing on our mortality, we get to make ourselves better and work to make those around us better. So I don't know that I have good feedback on how to deal with grief, except to see maybe the silver lining of it, of, you know, a lot of people don't confront their mortality and kind of think, you know, I'm going to live forever type mentality. And that can be damaging. And so we get the benefit of knowing that life is short.
I think it requires a lot of empathy to operate in this space. And sometimes having your own grief stories, your own experiences with loss, make you better in this space. You know, you can kind of approach it from a, here's how I wish someone cared for my family, or if this was my family, this is how I would want them treated. And I know that a lot of funeral providers have that mentality. The very best ones are so focused on making sure that service is exceptional. I want to switch gears a little bit. I know we started off on a heavier note, but you have a lot of experience in the space outside of kind of the grief support, the service model, really on the technology side. And you've been in the space for a while now. You know, you would just share with me that the idea for Gather is really like 12 years old. You've had it for a long time. You may have been actively working on it for less than that, but you've been kind of aware of the space and the technology playing field for quite a while. And I know that things have shifted significantly. I've been at Homesteaders for 10 years before that. I grew up in a funeral home, and I can, even just in the 10 years I've been at Homesteaders, the way that we talk about technology has changed so much. What do you see as some of the biggest shifts?
It seems like it's the rate of adoption of technology is accelerating still. When I first had the idea, there was definitely a broader resistance to technology and adoption of technology. I think a lot of that has shifted for a number of reasons. Cremation rates are rising. That's kind of this existential crisis that funeral homes are thinking about. There's just a broader adoption of technology and mobile technology. Consumers are expecting a mobile first solution as they're, you know, planning the services for their loved one. The baby boomer generation, so, you know, deaths are increasing, which causes funeral directors to be more busy and be looking for a technology solution to help them with that busyness. And then just a younger generation is taking over. And I think one of the catalysts in that equation as well was COVID, where it kind of forced this adoption to technology. It kind of woke everyone up to say, hey, we can't do things because we're operating in a pandemic. We need technology to help us through that. So I think the convergence of all of those things has really shifted a focus on technology, which is fantastic. I think it's such a great thing, whether it's Gather or one of our competitors. Just technology is designed across the board to help people do things better. And then also just, it seems like a lot more interest from outside capital, venture capital, private equity coming into the space. And that's really, I think, accelerated the shift as well, allowing more companies to kind of move faster towards technology. So ultimately, I think technology is a great thing. And then we can't talk about technology without talking about the the latest shift, right, which is AI that's going to kind of eat the world, so to say. And that's exciting as well, and something that we've been thinking a lot about and implemented into our platform, and will continue to do so in novel and innovative ways. So yeah, technology can be scary, I think, for a lot of funeral directors. But I think when they see something like Gather, where we've spent a lot of time making it as user-friendly as possible, it's less scary, and it really is a blessing for them to save time, but also for their families to have additional services.
Yeah, I think you hit on a lot of really important points there. The idea that it's as expected from families, I think it adds a lot of efficiencies. You know, as funeral providers are looking at shrinking margins and rising cremation rates and all these different things and having to do more with less, a good technology can really add those efficiencies of scale. And I like that you brought up COVID. I think COVID is such a really important part of this story. I don't know where technology in the funeral space would be had we not had that really catastrophic experience, but certainly disruptive experience. I know from our perspective as a pre-need company, I can point to a lot of things that are different now than the way that we did business before. And we were kind of scrambling in those first couple of months. We're really just like, let's throw everything at the wall and see what sticks and just make it work. I suspect that was even more true at Gather. I'd be curious to hear, what did those early days look like? What kinds of things were you guys working on rolling out to be responsive?
Yeah, I love that. So kind of a fun story. We came into work one day, and it was before COVID had hit the U.S. as hard as it did. And one of our coworkers said, have you guys seen this? And we were just kind of talking about it. And it was talking about people not being able to go to funerals. And we're like, you know what? We're designed as a company to help funeral directors and families. Let's completely shift our focus, because we had been working on other important things, but we said, this is coming. It's going to be big. Let's help with live streaming. And so we stopped everything else we were working on. We focused 100% on coming up with a live stream solution to help funeral homes. At the same time, we were all work from home at that point. And so it was a lot of difficult coordination and stuff, but we sourced a camera. We tested 12 different microphones. We were testing it outside and going to cemeteries and testing it and beta testing it with funeral homes and just working through this iterative process of giving funeral homes a great live stream solution that's really a push button solution. And so we worked super hard on that. It took a couple months of really hard work during the pandemic to get that going. But then we launched that, and obviously it was the perfect product at the perfect time. And it was so amazing to be able to help those funeral directors who didn't know how to navigate, you know, not having people in their buildings for services. And so we ship out a camera, and they're able to push a few buttons and it links automatically. And then we host that and store that for the family as long as they want. And so that was a lot of, really, it was a stressful time for everybody. And just, as you said, kind of catastrophic event. But for us, it was really rewarding to be able to put our minds together. And we have a great team, and we're all rowing in the same direction in the boat towards building that solution. And so it's fun to look back on, and that kind of changed the trajectory of our company and really helped us get into more funeral homes more quickly and show that we're an innovative kind of forward thinking group. And so those types of projects have been a lot of fun and has really spurred us on to where we are today.
I like that story. There was just so much creativity that came out of the funeral profession in those first few months of COVID. I remember reading an article about a funeral home that had people send in messages for the family, and they tied them to the bottom of white balloons, and they sat white balloons in the pews to represent the people who couldn't be there. And there's just so many other stories like that, of like yours, developing live streaming, knowing this is going to be a need. I think that a lot of times the creativity of the funeral profession is a little bit of the unsung hero. There's so much innovation, and just the everyday funeral director, they think about things differently. And so I love when we can unearth those stories and give air and light to them, because they should be recognized more for some of that work that they're doing.
And I think it comes back to the empathy. If you have a strong why for what you're doing, you'll find creative solutions to help people. Funeral directors are the same way. They want to help those families. And so your mind just begins to get creative with the balloons or other options. And so that's, I think, important for us as a company, that we always kind of focus on the why of what we're doing, and that helps lead to the how we do it.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting hearing you talk about the process of building out the live stream and how you kind of prioritize that with your team and all hands on deck and things like that. Because I was, as I was researching for this podcast, I looked into your background and you actually had a lot of project management in your background, a lot of agile project management, which is the type of project management we work towards at Homesteaders on my team and on many of our other teams. Did that play a role? I mean, how are you able to build and equip a team that can execute quickly on really big lifts like that?
Yeah, we've been very lucky with our team. We've hired incredible people that are just brilliant and excited to come to work, and they believe in the mission of what we're doing. And I think part of our DNA is iterative processes. Like the first solution is not going to be perfect, but if we keep working at it and keep refining it, it's going to get better over time. So that's something I think from the beginning, my co-founder Paul and I brought into the company, where you kind of launch the first and it's not perfect yet, but you get that feedback over time. And luckily we've had incredible funeral home partners who are willing to give us their feedback. Hey, this doesn't work quite right, or this is great, but we'd love to be able to do this. And so I think if as a company or as an organization, if you're too insular and you think, hey, we have all the best ideas inside of these four walls, then it's going to cause problems. The best ideas are outside of the office, and those ideas have kind of filtered in to gather through feedback from our partners. We have funeral directors on staff that have helped kind of inculcate some of those ideas and bring those into fruition. So, and it's fun. It's so much fun to put something out into the wild and get feedback on it and see it help people. And then to be able to improve it. I think human nature is we want to take something and make it better and better and better. And that's what we've been able to do with Gather. It's never going to be done, Gather as a platform. It's always going to evolve and get better and improve. And that's just so much fun to see how far it's come from where we started.
Mm-hmm. We had a leader in our department a few years ago, and he used to always say that our first drafts are better than a lot of people's final drafts. And I think that's true at Gather too, that like the first iteration, you may think it's not so perfect, but it's pretty darn good what you guys are able to develop. And I know that that comes from kind of the strength of your team. You have a very deep bench at Gather, a lot of really good experience. Your team is pretty small. Like there's not a lot of you. You are not many, but you're pretty powerful. You have a ton of talent. You even have a lot of people on your team that have been in funeral homes, that have worked there, that are licensed funeral directors. And I think that's interesting because it's not true of every vendor in the space. Homesteaders makes a priority to make sure that we have that representation, especially in our account executives, making sure that they understand what it's like to live and breathe the funeral director life every day. Why have you chosen to add that to your team? Why is it important for vendors to have a presence in their staff that understands the funeral director experience?
Yeah, it's absolutely indispensable for us as a company to have that experience on our team. We actually just hired this last Monday another funeral director to join our customer success team. And the amount of perspective and empathy that they've added to the team over the years has been immeasurable. Nancy, one of our funeral directors on our sales team, she'll sit with each new employee and walk them through kind of a day in the life of a funeral director. And it's so valuable, not only for like the vernacular and what does GPL mean and what is a cash advance and those types of things, but really more so, what does it look like for a funeral director to sit knee to knee with a family? And what are those emotions? And what is their headspace? And what are their challenges that they're facing? And so she's been able to bring that into our team so that we have more empathy for the funeral director and more understanding of just what they go through. And that's just been invaluable and actually was from the beginning. So two of our first three or four hires were from the funeral space. One was selling pre-need insurance and the other was a licensed funeral director who was a friend of mine. So just from the early days, years and years ago, we've always wanted to bring that expertise into our company, and they help vet ideas too. A lot of times we'll, hey, what if we did this? And they'll be kind enough to be like, well, that doesn't quite work that way. Here's a little bit better perspective on this situation. So obviously over time, I've learned a lot about the industry from them and from our partners, but just having somebody who day to day for year after year sat with families, it's just invaluable.
I really love that perspective. And I love that story about Nancy, because we do something similar for my team. I'm fortunate that I have a funeral director in my family, my dad. And so when I'm doing onboarding with new team members, I send them to lunch with my dad.
And oh, I'm that's like, awesome.
Pick his brain, you know, and my dad, he loves it. Like this man, yeah. If he hadn't been born to be a funeral director, he could have been a teacher because he just loves to educate and to share his wisdom, whether it is requested of him or not, which many people appreciate all the time. I appreciate about 85% of the time, but it's so valuable to get that perspective because it is a very unique life that they live, and the demands that are placed on them, the conversations that they have to have, the mental resilience that they bring into those, that perspective is so important. That I love that Nancy does that. And I love Nancy. I love your whole team. They're all fantastic. And they love what they do. And I think that that is a reflection of you as a leader. I know Gather has been recognized as a top workplace in Idaho. You guys have a very, very satisfied and happy team. That's not always the case. That takes work. That takes effort. How have you gone about doing that? What's your strategy for building that kind of culture?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think it has actually less to do with me as a leader. I think despite me, we have a great culture. I think it's more so a couple things. It's the mission that we have and people individually buying into why we're doing what we're doing. And that motivation to come to work every day and to help our funeral director partners really is at the heart of our culture. And we hire around that mission. We talk about it. It's important to us. It's meaningful. And then the other is just once you have a couple really great players on the team, they will naturally attract other great players to the team. And if there is a player that's not measuring up to that standard that everybody else is at, you know, it's kind of a self-governing body of making sure that the right people are on the bus. And so it's just been a good, and I attribute a lot of it to luck and kind of happenstance that we were able to hire people like Nancy and people like Chase and people like our amazing customer success team and our amazing developers. We really feel like we got lucky and kind of won the lottery on each person that's decided to join the team. And then we try to get out of their way and let them thrive and bring their talents and skills and passion to everything that they do and try not to get in their way. And we actually just hired, so I used to work at an investment analytics firm and knew somebody there who was just incredible. And she was phenomenal and always thought to myself, if Annie ever came and worked at Gather, that would be the greatest thing ever. And she was a senior leader there and did all these great projects. And it's a she started there when it was a startup and then they went public and she was just incredible. And she actually joined our team just a couple of weeks ago. And I'm still pinching myself that we were able to attract somebody of that caliber and talent and passion. And it's really, like I said, less to do with me and more to do with what we're doing as a company and the people that we've brought onto the bus. Because when we interview people that come into the company, almost always everybody gets a chance to meet them and interview them and share their perspective and insights. And that's great for us to get that insight from employees, but it's also great for the potential hire who's coming in to get to meet the team and to see the passion about what we're doing. And so that helped allow us to grow and build this team. And really, we're just getting started. We're looking for additional team members to join and continue the growth that we're on. So I, again, can't take much credit for it. We've just really been lucky and built a great thing here.
There's a lot of richness in what you just said. I loved that your perspective is you hire really good people and other good people want to work with them. I think that's so true. And it puts a lot of kind of motivation on the part of managers to make sure that you're managing performance to that. Because if you're bringing in A players and you're allowing B performance, you're going to have a mismatch. You're not going to keep those good people. So you have to constantly continue to elevate the performance level. I love the way that you put it, you know, just trust them, get out of their way, let them do their work. I think that is really important when it comes to empowering a good team. And you have a young team. I mean, they're hungry. They're self-motivated. Mm-hmm. I know that you're humble and you don't want to take credit for it, but I mean, culture really does reflect leadership to some extent. And so I think you probably sell yourself a little too short by saying it has nothing to do with you. I'm sure that you are a big component in that. You know, I'm a huge fan of what you guys built at Gather. Everyone at Homesteaders is. And now we know we have lots of mutual customers who love it as yep. well. I, and this maybe is an unfair question, like having you pick one of your favorite children, but I want you to pick one feature that is your absolute favorite feature of Gather's case management system.
It's really hard because we put a lot of heart into everything that we build. The one that stands out the most though is the remember page, the family's experience. So with Gather, it's not just a back office tool for efficiency and reports and stuff like that. It does all those things and it does them well, but it's really case management that your families will love. And really it comes down to that remember page, which is the obituary page for those that have a Gather website. And the amount of interaction and engagement that we get on those pages is so, so meaningful to us as a team because we want to help, right? We want, that's part of our DNA is we just want to reach out and help. And the remember page is really how we do that. And there was another example, again, of a young kid that passed away tragically. And it's up to like 350 comments and stories that have been shared about this young kid, plus hundreds of photos. And that was just a couple of days ago. And it's just so meaningful because the parents of that young kid are going to hold on to that page forever. They're going to be able to look back on it over the years, and the siblings will be able to look back to learn about their brother. And that's my favorite feature, especially the photos that family members from all over the world can upload their favorite photos that are maybe just on their phone and no one else has seen, or it's an old photo from a yearbook or something like that. Just to be able to pull that all together, and hence the name Gather all that together, really kind of brings home the mission of what we're building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so important. I mean, stories that aren't told are lost. And so, yeah. And particularly for parents, like if you have a child that has experiences outside of your line of sight, you know, stories that someone else carries that you don't know, yeah. If they're not shared, those are lost. Those are lost memories of their child that they can't recapture. I love that you guys are capturing that. I will accept that as an acceptable substitute for the Homesteaders integration as your favorite feature, assuming that we are your second favorite.
100%.
But yeah, 100%. I love that you guys do that. I love your platform. You guys have built something so incredible and so helpful for funeral homes. I'm so glad that we get to partner with you guys. I have two more questions for you, and these are questions we ask of every single podcast guest. The first one is, what are you reading right now?
Reading a book now is called That Will Never Work, and it's the story of the Netflix founding story. So how Netflix got started. It's fascinating. I love reading about other startups and the challenges they faced and trying to bring that into my own knowledge. And it's just interesting. They had the idea for Netflix, which was originally the DVDs and in the mail,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I for sure had a DVD subscription.
100%, right? And at first, when they came up with it, they themselves even said, that's never going to work. And then he took it to his wife and he was like, what do you think about this? And she's like, that'll never work, right? And it just shows the importance that ideas are not just instantly born in an epiphany of magic from on high. You get this idea. It's this iterative process. So they started to work through it. And they said it wouldn't work because the shipping costs were going to be too high and all these things that they just had to piece by piece figure out and take one step at a time. And it's been that way with Gather, where I had the initial spark of the idea, but really it's because I kept going and was stubborn enough and persistent enough to not give up. It's through those step by step that you can build something great. So that's been a fun book to read, especially knowing where they're at now. They've completely evolved as a company to obviously the Netflix that we know today. So it's fun to see the origin of that.
That will never work. I'm adding that to my list. I love that because it's good. Just, you know, someone else in the world had that same idea and didn't have the stubbornness and the risk taking and the gumption to pursue it. And so that's required too. It's not just the idea. It's all the things that you need to make that idea work,
100%.
Which I think is also, to your point, the Gather story as well. All right. Last question. What is giving you energy right now?
So right now, the thing that I look forward to the most, it's summertime, obviously, and our kids love the pool. So we have a neighborhood pool, and every day when I get home from work, they're so excited. They're in their swim trunks and ready to go off to the pool, and it's just so much fun to go to the pool and throw them in and play with them and sit at the pool and talk to my wife. And so it's a simple thing, but just sitting by the pool and watching my kids play as they're young, they're the best part of my life, and it's so much fun to just see them grow and be grateful every day that they have so much energy. We have four boys and one girl, and they're just the four boys are 12 and under, and it's just so much fun to try to keep up with them.
I feel this very deeply. I'm also a mom of boys. I have two boys, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And summer is the only time of year where I'm okay coming home and finding them filthy. Like, I want them exhausted and dirty. I want to dump them in a bath and put them in bed.
100%.
But summer is just such a rich time to be a parent. There's so many memories you make in the summer. And I can just picture you and your wife and your kids at the pool and just kind of decompressing after a day. That just sounds absolutely lovely. That would give me energy as well.
Yeah.
So good answer. Well, Zach, thank you so much for making time for this in your very, very busy week. I am so glad that we were able to welcome you on Calling Hours, and I'm excited to see what comes next at Gather. What's your next iteration?
Awesome. Yeah. And it's been so much fun to chat and so much fun to work on the integration, and we look forward to it. Long continued partnership. So appreciate the opportunity to work together.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach.